afternoon.
Are we going to talk about some things today, mostly about the integral education, but I would like to ask you first how you feel about the mother and Sri Aurobindo.
In fact, during Mother's centenary year, I was really given an assignment from the ashram to translate her works. I started the translation, said yes to their suggestion. Then I am so glad to say that I have translated all the 17 volumes of the centenary volume in my own mother tongue, Oriya. And you can understand how I got involved. And you can surmise what the mother means to me, especially because I am a teacher.
Did you meet mother personally?
Once, in 1958. I didn't know where things were situated. I got down from the railway, at the railway station, coming from Kerala, walked straight, then came to a place where we had about 2,000 people on the street. It was a balcony darshan. I also joined the whole congregation. After that only, we met my friends, my hosts. That is how we started in 58.
How you feel about Sri Aurobindo works?
The same thing happened. I really teach psychology and sociology. I was teaching at that time in Agra University in North India. It was suggested to me that I should translate the Life Divine into my own language. They wanted to give me 10 years time. I was really very busy with my own teaching. My wife was a doctor in a medical college. We had a child just born. I was so busy coming to them and then going to Agra. I said no. I didn't have that time. Then the friends here got a letter drafted, signed by the mother, sent it to me. The letter started with, "You shall translate the Life Divine." That solved things. After that, they gave me Synthesis of Yoga. Then came the Human Cycle. And the last came Ideal of Human Unity. These are the four things I have translated to my own language. That is how again I came, got involved. I am happy that I am involved.
As a teacher and somebody who was involved actively in integral education, where do you see the difference between classical education and integral education?
See, content-wise, education is the same anywhere. Integral education means the attitude. Therefore, in integral education, as far as I can understand it, it's not the method, it's the relationship. A twofold relationship. Number one, relationship with the special involvements, with something that is yet to be reached in this world. It's not present with our lives now. The other relationship with how you relate yourself to your children. The one really affects the other, but still, most of our teachers, that is the main problem with us. Not so much due to their fault, but because of the management and all that. The teachers are not free enough in the schools. I do not mean it in the ashram, but in our state, we have about more than 400 schools in the rural areas, in the Adivasi areas. But there are many causes why our children, our teachers do not get that right orientation. And Indian society is not so congenial to cultivate this attitude. Indian society has been always an unequal society, socially, distanciation. Children are looked down upon as properties, parents' properties, which is so opposite, I feel, to integral education. They should also be approached as souls, living souls, budding souls. Difficulties are there, but we are optimistic. We are very obstinate about that. Going on.
You were a teacher of integral education in Orissa?
Yeah. I go to schools. In the beginning, I take classes with the children. In the evenings, we sit down together with the teachers, discuss things about the whole day. In that way, I stay for 2-3 days in a particular school, try to share with the teachers, guardians, parents of the students.
And what was the response of the teachers and parents and guardians?
As I said, people are very enthusiastic, especially teachers. Because most of our teachers do not get that remuneration. Yeah. They should get that very decision that they want to come to an integral school is already something very special. But they are not bothered about that first. More bothered about the authority that sits heavy on them, does not allow them to be free. Most of the schools do not have a library for the teachers. Some children's books, of course, because of the resources. But we are improving gradually. In the rural areas, it is easier. Because rural conditions are simpler. Sometimes, if you go to Orissa, I can show you, the teacher has his food with some parents invited. In the cities, it is different. They have to stay somewhere if they are married. That is expensive, isn't it? They have many other problems which the rural school do not have. In many of the rural schools, we have land to be cultivated, and the villagers cooperate. Some guardians, parents even donate land for 10 years, 6 years, so that we can get the make the harvest, cultivate something, get the product and all that. It's much easier in the villages.
If you think back from the first visit in Oroville and now, what do you see?
You cannot imagine first visit. I came with one of my sadhak friends from Prapatti, he's no more, from the ashram. At that time, the ashram and the Oroville campus were not in good terms. We could not go to many places. And Oroville was nothing but, I remember, 3-4 windmills. Things were starting just then. Matru Mandir had not at all started. But Bharat Bhavan, I remember, only the plinth area was being built. We couldn't go to many places really, but now it is completely different. It is really unimagined.
If you think about the progress, besides that it's different, is there progress? Can you notice a progress?
There is always a progress because there are problems. Yeah. Problems are challenges. Nobody can say, especially in education, that we have reached the peak. The peak is yet to be reached, perhaps never reached. That is, I think, the symptom of a healthy education, especially for the teacher. He will never say that he has come to a perfection level. Therefore, there are problems, more and more problems, or you are more conscious about your vocation. But that is success.
Okay. Thank you.
Please. When you get a time, come to Orissa.